865-4372 or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
To bring home the biggest Christmas tree, you better have the right trucks. The Ram lineup, with best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, best-in-class 7,320-pound payload, best-in-class towing capacity of up to 30,000 pounds, and best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway. They're the hardest working trucks that might just pull off a holiday miracle. Come get some of the best deals of the year at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2014 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 engine for $199 a month for 27 months with $2,719 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution, at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is not here, so it's going to be open lines. And we welcome your calls at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But just until you call in, why, let me just give you a little of the background of what's really going on in the world today. If you go back and you read the scriptures, you'll see a reference to the fact that we're moving towards a world government. That 2,000 years ago, they were actually certainly describing this coming world government. The fact that the time would come when you needed to be able to buy and sell. Yes, you wore the mark of the beast, or known by the number of his name. Now, how 2,000 years ago, how do you think people could ever imagine that there'd become a time when everybody would have a number, everybody would have a card, everybody would have some sort of a mark, and you wouldn't be able to buy or sell? I mean, certainly 2,000 years ago, nobody anticipated the electronic society we live in today, and yet, of course, it has come to pass. And it didn't come to pass simply by accident. So much of what's going on today has been brought to us by people who are dedicated to the other side. And when you get into the background of studying the electronics and the computers and the major computer companies, and you go into the background of the people involved in this, so many of them actually come from the occult or finance the occult or directly related to the occult. And they're using the fabulous amounts of money that they've made through the electronic medium to push this idea of the one world government, the one world financial system, and certainly this coming of one world religion and the destruction of Christianity, which they're doing such a good job on today. In fact, this last weekend, I was watching the Hour of Power, Robert Schuller's program. Robert doesn't do it anymore. His grandson does. A very nice young man whose whole message is God loves you. All you need to do is love God. God loves you and everything's fine. But no talk at all about the world we live in. No talk at all about basic scriptures. It's all simply they've changed the message to church. And at one time, people were made to understand that certainly they should fear God. Certainly we should love God, but we should fear him as well. But of course, there's no thought at all, certainly, in modern-day Christianity of any punishment for sin. God loves everybody, and literally everybody's going to go to heaven. It seems that way. That's the message, is they undermine the traditional message of Christianity as they move to destroy our religion. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Look forward to your calls. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But down through the ages, there have always been secret societies made up of people dedicated to Lucifer, working towards this wonderful goal of bringing about this world government, which is imminent today. And certainly we can track this back to the 1100s when the Knights Templar were formed. They were certainly a Catholic order, supposedly intent upon guarding people going to the Holy Land, but they were already a satanic organization. And they existed from about 1307, pardon me, from 1118 up until 1307 when Jacques de Molay was arrested. And a few years later, I think 7 years later, in 1314, he was executed. He was actually arrested on the 13th of February, Friday the 13th. And that's why, of course, Friday the 13th today, by tradition, is a day when there's problems. And that is the day that that Jacques de Molay, who led the Knights Templar, which was a satanic organization dedicated to world government, that he was arrested. But you must understand that the Knights Templar did not disappear at that time. They simply went, you can see their temples or their churches over in Scotland. They disseminated throughout the world to continue this idea of working towards world government. And of course, we see this coming forth again in the 1400s when the Rosicrucians were created. And the Rosicrucians exist today, the Templars exist today. Then, of course, in 1776, May 1st, why a man named Adam Weishaupt created the Illuminati. And the purpose of the Illuminati was to bring about this one world satanic government. All of these organizations working in that direction. And the ideas that came from the Illuminati, I said, although the Illuminati was broken up in about 1787, why, as my Weishaupt was able to escape and to continue his plans, and just a few years after his death, why we see John Ruskin, who was infiltrated, who was indoctrinated with these concepts, John Ruskin, going off then to Oxford University, where he trains a whole generation of the youth of England, the leaders of England, with this idea that England must lead this one world government. And of course, his most gifted student was a man named Cecil John Rhodes, who in 1891 created a secret society, the secret society that dominates the world we live in today. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's open lines. Looking forward to your call. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Want to talk about what you'd like to talk about, but I'm just giving you the summary of what happened. Cecil Rhodes created the secret society in 1891. How do we know? Well, we have the books written by people who were part of the secret society or related to the secret society. I have a book written by William Stead, who is one of the four original members of the secret society, and who was thrown out of the secret society because he couldn't go along with the total injustice of the Boer War. And after all, the secret society was created to end war. And yet, of course, they were going to create a war to unite South Africa with the Afrikaans Republic and then build a line of colonies from Cape to Cairo along the eastern border of Africa, up from South Africa, up to Rhodesia and Kenya, and then the on upright all the way. All that whole area was up into the Sudan and then into Egypt. Was all to be part of this movement towards creating the world government. And William Stead said, but you don't, you go to war to bring world peace. And so they threw him out of the secret society. So he wrote a book about it, The Last Will and Testament of Cecil John Rhodes. Very interesting. If you go up on the internet and look the book up, it's about $500. Why? Because they bought up and destroyed most of the copies of that. And I was fortunate enough to get one before they began their program. Of destroying and all of the books that tell about the secret society. My number is 877-254-7524. The book, The Last Will and Testament.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The staff and families at Merry Maids takes this special time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times. In our thoughts, our prayers, and most importantly, our letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message courtesy of our good friends at Mary Maids, 965 Platte River Boulevard, number 1 in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines, so I'm looking forward to your call here at 877-254-7524. And we have a caller, so who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's Aaron here in Northern Colorado. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling. What would you like to talk about?
Good. Great. Well, the spirit of somebody who wants to live forever and enslave is a very different spirit than those that understand that we live on forever through our children. And that deception is very powerful in society, and that's why we kind of have an obsession in the media with being young forever and looking young forever and all that. I mean, everybody wants to be healthy, but at the same time, those that have wisdom understand that you live on through your children and through those that you affect and contribute to their lives. So the elite want to live forever themselves, and that's why they're trying to keep this life extension technology suppressed to us, and they seek it like the Holy Grail.
Well, of course, you're right, and I certainly agree that we live on through our children, but our real claim to eternal life is through our Lord Jesus Christ and the promise of eternal salvation and the life in heaven afterwards. But you're right, we are reflected by our children and by our grandchildren, and certainly this is one reason we want them to grow up and to be intelligent and to be capable and to be honorable people.
Certainly. And honorable is so important these days. It's something that the archetypes that we're given in the media through television and music are false archetypes that are not going to fulfill us. And they're put there by design, whether it's the gladiatorial, warriors of, that are not honorable, such as some that are focused on in, say, like the National Football League, or the female version, which is, to be very promiscuous and to, draw attention to yourself only through your sexuality, not through your, just divine feminine presence or having a beautiful family. But honorable is something that is, it really needs to be brought back into style. And by doing so, I believe we can become a fulfilled society again, because then what you say, people remember and people care about. Honorable is being able to stand by your word, and then a politician who's not honorable wouldn't last a week.
Well, unfortunately, what the other side, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, controls the media. And, of course, you can see on ABC, CBS, NBC, and so many of the television channels, programs that are actually there to produce depravity, where the wicked and evil people certainly are the heroes. I mean, we're seeing now increasing numbers of programs dealing with the occult and Grimm and the Dracula. And all of these programs that you'll see on NBC, basically aimed at simply focus our attention on evil. And really, of course, changing our whole perspective. And you're so correct. We don't have, we very seldom have the great heroes that we used to have in another time. But they're using the television to focus our attention on all sorts of unholy and old, unwholesome things. But very, very seldom do we see anything about true patriotism or love of God or love of family or love of our fellow men. So basically the media today is something that I watch, but only so I'll know what the enemy is doing and how they're controlling and manipulating the reality of the American people. I share your concern.
And it seems like there's only so much of that that people can take before they literally spiritually vomit it out. And that's the other thing about the elite tools. I mean, they've used false flag terror and the problem reaction solution Hegelian dialectic. They've used that forever. And now we have literally broken that tool through, DVDs such as Alex Jones and other movies that have described 9/11, described Oklahoma City, and essentially broken that tool. And so now it's in the consciousness, in the mass dialect, the idea that whenever a terror event is carried out, it could be whoever stands to gain from it, whoever had a issue that they wanted to change in society, but they couldn't do it, so they had to create a problem in order to then offer a solution.
You're absolutely right. Sandy Hook is a perfect example. I don't know what happened to Sandy Hook. I do know that at the time there were certainly a great deal of information suggesting there were other people involved. Certainly we do not know. We do know that it was handled very poorly. It was half an hour before the police were able to get in there to protect the children. But we do know that there were also, you go back to what happened, there were all sorts of stories about other people, people out in the woods, that were actually arrested and then released. But we do know, certainly, that the Sandy Hook tragedy of 20 children killed and 6 adults killed is being used to try to get the guns away from the American people. And you hear over and over again how we need gun control. And nobody ever suggests that it had been one person with a gun in that school, why this shooter never could have accomplished what he did. It was only because there were no guns allowed in that school that this wicked young man or men or whoever it was were able to commit this terrible atrocity. But isn't it amazing in a society like ours that nobody of any prominence ever mentions the alternative? Maybe what we need is not less guns, but more guns, because we have certainly we've destroyed the moral fabric of our society by taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and certainly ideas of nobility out of our schools. And so what do we have? We have a group of young people who have no moral foundation. Why should we be surprised that we're seeing increasing violence? Why should we be surprised that we see increasing crime? And the only way for the American people to protect themselves in view of the increasing violence and crime is to be armed themselves, because we can't trust the police. We cannot trust them to be there ahead of time. They may be certainly very well motivated, but they can't be with you all the time. That's why people need to be need to be armed. And why I think it's so fascinating, there in Colorado where you live, where a number of the sheriffs will not enforce the gun control laws imposed by the subversive element that's taken over your state legislature.
You know, I take it back to, like, swords, for example. If somebody was going through schools back in history where, and they went through a school with a sword and started stabbing children and things, the obvious answer would be to have anybody who could fight be carrying a sword to defend the innocent and defend the children as God would command us to do. So it's really, it's unbelievable that we've come this far, that we don't even have the same weapon that is used to harm children in the hands of those that are meant to protect the children, the sheep dogs of, you know, that area. So I want real security in schools. I mean, I've had it with this method of disarmed zones. It doesn't work, especially when such a huge portion of the population is on murder-suicide pills, which are the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Prozac class, the Lovox.
You're absolutely right. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But I believe that the solution to the problem we have today would be twofold. Today, as far as violence in the schools and shooting in the schools, maybe we ought to have some moral instruction in our schools. Maybe we ought to tell our children, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. You know, there is eternal punishment. You may die, but you'll spend eternity in hell if you commit a terrible crime. Maybe we ought to try to indoctrinate them in doing what is right and righteous, rather than tell them they will determine what's right and wrong. And the other thing is, of course, that there should be people in every school who are armed to protect the children, because we've created a monster. We've certainly created a generation, several generations of young people that have no moral foundation, and you destroy the moral foundation of a nation, you destroy that nation. And that is why the Masons, who controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, took God and prayer out of my school. They knew what they were doing. They were evil and wicked people, and I'm not saying most Masons are. I think most Masons are good people. They just did not understand the foundation of Masonry, or the fact that Masonry is a society within a society, an outer society made up of good moral individuals, but an inner society of people who are dedicated to the Arcanum and Ancanorum. And then, of course, if you want to know what that is, that's the secret, and the secret of secrets. And what is the secret? Why, Satan is God. That is the true force behind Masonry today. And most Masons have no idea at all, because it's a secret society. Go right ahead.
Have you heard, Dr. Stan, of Operation Mountain Guardian? In 2011, they put children on buses and took them to elementary school children. They took them on buses and they brought them to Sports Authority Field there, where the Denver Broncos play. And they even had crisis actors that were playing the roles of parents begging to get their children out of the field. So they did not have permission slip signed. They did not notify the parents of this. Later on that day, the parents were able to pick up the kids. And once again, it was crisis actors that were used to, but this really happened. 2011, Operation Mountain Guardian.
Well, but what was the function of it? I don't understand. What were they trying to accomplish?
Well, even with this last shooting that just happened, they did put the children on buses and take them to an alternate site to be picked up by their parents. So I believe it's a conditioning drill. If I was to speculate, I would say that down the road, under some kind of martial law pretext, they're going to put children on buses and take them somewhere so that then they can say that the parents, in order to get their kids out, they have to turn their guns in.
That's a little, maybe stressing a little bit, but who knows? Because they wouldn't know whether the parents had guns or not, that's for sure. And the last thing we want to do is disarm the American people. It is our last protection against the secret society that controls our government, is using the financial and military power of America to bring about a world government, is inciting revolutions throughout the world. We are inciting revolutions. We've killed over 120,000 people. In Syria, this isn't killed by Assad. This is killed by the mercenaries we sent in to overthrow God. Suddenly, Assad's government and the blood of every one of those Syrians who's died is on the hands of the American people, who are not speaking out against our involvement in Syria and in Libya and in Egypt and in Tunisia. And all these countries were creating revolutions, and certainly all the people we've needlessly killed in Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan as well, where our drones are killing civilians over there. And where is the outcry from the American people and from the American legislators? Why, it's deafening and it's silent.
And Dr. Stan, if you were to speculate, what do you think is going to happen next in this global chess game?
I really can't say. I think that I think that they're going to continue trying to overthrow the government there in Syria. I think that they really want to have a conflict there in the Middle East. But basically, I think probably the biggest thing that's going to happen is going to be a real economic contraction here in the United States. I think this is going to have an impact on many of our industries. Probably many of the people here listening to this program will lose their jobs. Someone they and their family will lose their jobs. I think we're moving into some very serious economic problems. I think that following that, there's going to be a war. And whether it'll be, I said, a war in the Middle East, whether it'll be a war in between Japan and China, I'm not certain, but I do know that they're planning on another major war somewhere in the world.
That war is the health of the state, right?
Well, basically, it's a means of getting the factories running. I mean, basically, it means that they are and we've exported our industrial base here in the United States, and we have so many people really out of work, and the real unemployment rate's over 20%. If you use the USIC figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which acknowledge over 14%, and you can go to Bureau of Labor Statistics and look it up, you'll find it's true. But then if you calculate this as they did 20 years ago, it's over 22%. Our telephone number is 877-25.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference that directly affects someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, is our caller still with us?
Yes.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Hello?
Yes, hi. Do you believe, Dr. Stan, that with smart meters and fluoride in the water and all that, that not only are they trying to affect our IQ, but they're also trying to affect our ability to spiritually connect?
Well, I think they're doing everything they can to undermine the Christian faith in America. I think they've infiltrated the seminaries where our ministers are trained. And as a result, they've changed both the music and the method and the message of the Christian church. I do believe, of course, that they're working very, very hard to lower our intelligence. Yes, you're absolutely correct. The fluoride in the water actually lowers the IQ. I mean, there are all sorts of studies out there. Anybody in the listening audience wants to check that out, simply go up on the Internet, your search engine, and type in fluoride lowers IQ, and you'll find that there are all sorts of studies show that. And, of course, it has a specific effect on the blacks, much more so than the white, if they use the hydrofluorosilicic acid rather than simply sodium fluoride. And most of the areas of the country where they fluoridate, they use the hydrofluorosilicic acid. And for some reason, in those areas why the blacks have about six times the level of lead in their blood that the whites do, not in the areas of the sodium fluoride or simply no fluoride, but in those areas where they use the hydrofluorosilicic acid, you get six times the level of lead, and they get lead encephalopathy, and that not only decreases their intelligence, but increases certainly criminal behavior, which is why there are so many blacks in prisons across America today. And the fact that although this has been discussed in the scientific literature, Dr. Roger Masters, I think of Dartmouth as the one who has done the studies on this, the average individual in America has never heard this because the information has been totally blacked out. But yes, it has a profound impact. The fluoride has a profound impact on the IQ of the average individual, but much more so on the blacks than on the white. They've targeted the blacks because they have an intense hatred of the black people.
So just to change the subject here real quick, I have been studying the beekeeper in Fort Collins that was put in prison for an arson that, and all of the evidence is in a movie that was made by Stacey Lynn and Lawrence Johnson, and it's called Burning the Beekeeper, and it's available on YouTube for free. And
I don't know the story, so tell me the background of the story.
Sure. So in 2011, there was a gentleman who was involved in the Occupy movement, who owned a beekeeping business, and he was using his bees in the warmer months here all over Colorado to fertilize crops. And he was a very popular, successful person in that way. In the winters, when it was too cold here, he would take his bees to California and use his bees there. He passed out a lot of DVDs, with like Food Inc. and Farmageddon and The World According to Monsanto and things like that in his stores. He was also involved in a barter system with copper coins, a Northern Colorado bartering system, and he spoke very intelligently and articulately against the banking system. He would speak out at city council meetings and so on. And so there was a fire in Fort Collins that was blamed on him, and the evidence is it's definitely not beyond a reasonable doubt. So I did go to the sentencing along with what appeared to be, you know, almost 100 other citizens that feel the same. And it's just a really sad case of the 8th District in Larimer County there pulling a very similar thing like they did on Timothy Masters.
And basically they had a trial. They convicted him of starting the fire.
The first trial ended in a hung jury, and then they tried him again 2 years later in 2013, and this time they found him guilty. But much evidence was withheld from the jury, and it's all exposed in that movie, Burning the Beekeeper, that Stacey Lynn and Lawrence Johnson made.
I never heard of it. How can people get that?
They can just watch it on YouTube, Burning the Beekeeper. And it's also on the wearechange.org or wearechangecolorado.org. So this is a hot, hot story right now. And I can just tell you that in my discernment, at the very least, this needs to be investigated.
Well, I really have no comments on it at all, but I hate to see the injustice of any innocent person being sent to prison. Are your courts that corrupt there in Colorado?
Well, you know, that's certainly how it looks when you see when you watch this movie and you wonder why on earth did they really pursue this guy even as a suspect. So I do have to get to work now, Dr. Stan. Thank you for letting me join you on the show this morning, and I hope you all have a great day.
Well, I appreciate your calling in. Thanks very much. Great to have you with us. Our telephone
Thank
number
you.
Is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Unfortunately, our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so it's up to you to give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But earlier we were talking certainly about the structure of the people who control America today. And basically, of course, Cecil Rhodes created a secret society in 1891. It started out with four people. Cecil Rhodes, William Stead, Lord Escher, and then, of course, Milner, Lord Milner. And basically, because they weren't lords at the time, but eventually the society got increasing prominence, why two of the four men became lords, and suddenly they operated through another layer. It was an association of helpers. And then on top of that came another layer. It was now just a round table group. And many of the intellectuals of England joined this. I mean, what a wonderful idea to create a world government under English domination. And then they would bring the English culture to the rest of the world, to get people educated. And then, of course, they could create this one world government and put an end to war. What a wonderful and beautiful idea. And I'm sure many of the people who embraced this idea had no idea that behind this whole concept were these powerful satanic forces. Well, be that as it may, certainly what happened, and then in 1919, in England, they created the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is located even today at Chatham House at number 10 St. James Square in London. And then 2 years later in New York City, at the Harold Pratt House, 5086 8th Street, they created the Council on Foreign Relations. And these were to be the front groups that were to dominate the respective governments, and that's exactly what they've done. And so the Council on Foreign Relations has dominated the American government since certainly the time of the Second World War, and probably even before that. Their people were always in key positions in government, as they are today, and certainly under the Carter and Reagan administration. There were at least several hundred people from the CFR, and certainly in both the Carter and the Reagan administration, and basically these people using their positions in government to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system. And this is why America has a great army today, so we can create this empire which becomes one world order. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines this morning, and your last chance to call in at 877-254-7524. Who do we have calling in?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ron with Donna Taylor and Mark.
Hi, Ron. Good to have you with us.
Well, I'm concerned. The Sandy Hook tragedy is turning out to be a Columbine copycat. That's what we've been afraid of. And then we have this other horrible shooting right here in this neighborhood where we've had four school shootings now in the Columbine area. Three of them that I know of can be related to pedophilia, and nobody wants to discuss pedophilia. Obviously, it's not a very pleasant subject, but in this case, we've learned that Adam Lanza was obsessed with Columbine, and he had in possession some materials on the topic pedophilia that didn't have any pedophilia. So we see that we have a young man obsessed with Columbine who quite obviously, by doing his research, learned the story that Mark was trying to share with us about the boys that have been shot. You've heard it from his attorney, John DeCamp. So here we have another boy that we've discovered hero worshipped the raped boys of Columbine, who were the shooters, and he himself was raped because we found a YouTube that was posted prior to the tragedy in which he claims to be Adam Lanza. You can Google, I am Adam Lanza, I will be famous. That's what they label this YouTube. And you can see clearly where he complains that she's not having a picture-perfect life because it didn't include him being raped by perverts. So obviously we see it from the Columbine aspect as a Columbine copycat who learned that Eric and Dylan were raped, and he was raped, and he followed in their footsteps. And in this case, he had an uncle who was a police officer. We have video of him grooming Adam Lanza as a young child. He was a boy that didn't like to be touched. So we see it as they have Bill Ritter who's showing up for the Sandy Hook Committee. So we see it as an extension of the Columbine cover-up in which they want to protect the pedophiles at the expense of the truth. So understand, we've just added another, 28 people from the Sandy Hook tragedy to what happened at the Columbine tragedy, or this boy would not have been obsessed. And we blame the Columbine tragedy on the January incident. So for your listeners, please type in the January incident. And we also have a Columbine victim who has been abducted and drugged as a political prisoner because he was exposing this. And yes, he's going downhill. Sorry, doctor, but Donna can no longer appear with us. She's finally gone over the deep end, and she's not even lucid when she talks now. Don't know what happened there. But we'll continue to fight for Mark's freedom because this is simply what he was sharing with us. And had he been listened to, then maybe they could have put some proactive systems in place to try to identify these poor children that are being raped.
Well, no, could
get
you,
them help.
What about Mark? Who is Mark and where does he fit into this?
Well, okay, your readers don't know about Mark. He was the first one shot at Columbine. He went on to become a whistleblower. He was working for Dr. Ann Tracy explaining the dangers of psychotropic drugs. He spoke in front of the FDA, and when they silenced him, there was a number of reasons they did it. But in this case,
how did they silence Mark?
They simply accused him of attempting to blow a bookstore up, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He's a very gentle Christian boy, would have never even thought such a thing. But then they put him in a mental institution. He never goes through the court system. They just declare him mental. And with the drugs he's on, yeah, he is. So it's the effects of the drugs that has caused his mental, they just came in, they took him, and they've abducted him mentally. Now, go to YouTube.
What about his parents? Are they trying to get him out, or what's going
on? Well, his mother has pretty much, bless her heart, she's put everything into this. And she left in fear about a year ago from Colorado, something about a court-appointed attorney. And so she ends up in Nevada. Then she apparently was with Dr. Tracy there. She ends up back in Colorado in the hands of her family, and I have yet to talk to her because when I talk to Mark, he says he can't talk to her half the time. I have Mark with me today, so he sleeps all the time. So he's, you know, I'm trying to look after Mark. That's my concern. But
I thought Mark was in a psychiatric hospital.
Yeah, he still is. He's in a group home, and he's on a drug leash. They've got him on these drugs that if he were to be taken off of them, he would have psychic episodes and all kinds. I mean, it can result in death.
Okay.
So, no, they've ruined his life already. He got shot 8 times, and he lived. He wrote a book about it saying how God had, gotten an answer from God by being able to live, and it was called the Miracle Boy.
Okay,
and all
well, God
this stuff.
Bless. I think we have another caller, but thank you so much for calling this morning.
Well, yeah, just know that this is about your children. We need to make them safe, and there's predators out there that we're trying to expose.
I appreciate what you're doing, and God bless.
All right, well, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Who's calling in?
I'm Daniel. I'm calling from Meat Ridge, Colorado, and I was just going to mention that I heard on CNN last night that they're trying to tell everybody who listens that food, all the vitamins and food supplements are toxic and dangerous for your health. And I can see that the media is trying to deceive people into not taking multivitamins or food supplements. And I think that's wrong that they're trying to say that over the media, and people need to wake up and know that they're being told the wrong thing.
And so what is the right thing? What should they be told?
Well, they should be told that they should research what multivitamins and what supplements are good for your health, but they were just telling them that all of them should be avoided and they're a waste of money, is what they were saying on CNN and on the news media.
Well, I think that you must understand you cannot believe what you hear on television, because the television is rigidly controlled, and so the radio is rigidly controlled. Most of it, 90% of the media in America is controlled by 6 major corporations, covered in a book we carry called The New Media Monopoly. That's The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor. But what he says is absolutely true. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, sharing that with us.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I would like to remind you that I do 5 hours of talk radio a day and 5 days a week, and it's an expensive proposition, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us in what we do, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But we have a number of certainly excellent programs out across America. Talk show hosts are putting out good information about patriotism, but very few of them actually would explain to you that behind all of this effort to bring about a one-world government, to use the American military and intelligence agencies to create revolutions throughout the world, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Because we really are engaged in a spiritual battle being carried out in, on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it's really a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And they have simply systematically undermined the moral fabric of our society. When I went to school, high school in the 1940s, why, if there was one or two pregnant girls in the graduating class, why, it was very unusual. I mean, we did not have premarital sex, or at least very limited premarital sex. But today, 42% of white children are born out of wedlock. Over 70% of black children are born out of wedlock. They've destroyed the moral fabric of this society, knowing full well if they can destroy the moral fabric of our society, then they'll be able to establish their dictatorship here. They're undermining our Constitution. The Constitution is still the law of our land, although most lawyers have never read the Constitution. They don't teach this in high school or college or law schools. But what our job is to get people to understand that we have a subversive element that controls the leadership of both parties. They have their people planted within the military or within our corporations. They control the banking system. 6 major banks control over 50% of all the financial assets in America, and type that in your search engine, you'll find what I'm telling you is true. They control the media. They can have their people planted in our churches. And they have the people planted in the educational system. You cannot get to be a professor in many of our major universities if you are conservative. And you are going to be pushing conservative philosophy. This is what we're up against. The only thing we have on our side is the vast majority of the American people who want to be free but don't understand the subversive element out there. Well, if you'd like to help us and join the Radio Liberty family so we can continue broadcasting as long as God allows me, gives me the capability, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Subscribe to our newsletter and get our tapes. You can certainly get the tapes and videos and books that we offer, and you can get those on.